You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the phenomenon of what's called syndromic surveillance. Let me explain. After September 11th, a lot of epidemiologists, scientists, doctors were worried that there might be a chemical or biological attack on this country. And how would it manifest itself? Maybe we wouldn't know. Maybe the first signs would be a lot of people in particular areas reporting strange symptoms, fevers, chills at hospitals. So a way to get an early warning would be to start tracking those conversations, tracking symptoms, figuring out if there was a hot spot of people reporting similar problems. It's a very smart and interesting idea. And it could be very useful right now. There's a website, it's called COVID Near You. You go to it and you type in your symptoms, or you say you're feeling fine. It sort of aggregates it all. You don't give them your name, you don't give them identifying information, you don't give your email, you don't give your phone number. You just give your location, your age, your sex, and how you're doing. And the theory is that if enough people are reporting on it, you can map where an outbreak might be happening or where cases might be increasing. And then that can help public health officials respond, right? As we start to get over this, one of the most important tools in the public safety toolbox will be identifying where cases are increasing so that tougher restrictions can be implemented. So I went on this morning. I entered that I'm feeling great, put in my zip code. There are no cases in my zip code. Only 2 people have been on the site, but it's still something. So it's part of a larger story of data and tracking. There's a whole spectrum, right? There's Google Flu Trends, which just identifies what people are searching for in particular areas. There's this. There's data that could come from all of our wearable devices, though there are problems with that since usually it's the more affluent people who have wearable devices. And then there's data that can be reported from hospitals, actual conversations with medical officials and actual tests. All of those data sets have different problems, different reasons why they're good, different reasons why they're bad, different risks. But ideally, putting them all together in smart ways can help us figure out how to get life back to normal. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.